So, welcome to the Enemy Nano podcast number 14. We're up to 14, aren't we, guys?
I have no idea.
You guys don't even
know. I don't know.
I am your host, Hang. And as always, actually not as always, as never, I have on as guests, Oz from Karoshi.
Yeah.
I almost said Konosono.
Oops.
Oh.
That'd
oh,
be
shit.
Quite a faux pas. And Problematic from Equivocal Resolution. Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, so I don't know where Hinano and JP Meyer are. I think they eloped or something.
Or else they broke up and now they're having a fight.
Yeah, and they hate each other and they're avoiding doing the podcast or something. I don't know.
I'll be JP Meyer.
Okay, I'll be Hinano.
What? Why am I...
That means you're me, Susan.
Awesome!
Yeah. Oh, wait, that means she would be the host, right? I don't know if I can let her host.
No, I fail. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Okay. So, yeah, it's going to be a different show today just because there's two different people, right? It'll be excellent. It'll be cool. Or lame.
Hopefully.
Okay, so... Oh, I know. Hey, let's check out what happened in the Anime Nano poll. Because, yeah, that's why I have the poll.
Because we can...
So the question for the poll this week was, what is your demographic? And the choices were, what, shonen, seinen, shoujo, and josei? Oh, and otaku, I put that in there too. So let's see the percentages. Okay,
oh,
I didn't...
lame, shoujo's third?
Shoujo's...
That's so lame.
What did you define yourself as, or define yourself as, Oz?
I was torn between josei and shoujo, but I went with shoujo.
Okay, good. Yeah, shoujo actually.
For the win.
What did you go for, shoujo?
Yeah.
Okay, I went for josei. It's funny because yeah, everyone likes girl stuff, I guess.
Everybody. It's the cool thing to do.
But somehow seinen still won. I don't know. What's up with that? There's too many Narutards that read the. Or watch the podcast, or listen to the podcast. And then next was otaku, which means that people are identifying
like
themselves
us.
As losers.
Without and lives, like us?
Yeah, we pretty much... I mean, we're talking on a podcast right now. Think about it.
We're cool.
We're cool. Oh yeah, shoujo is third place with 20%. Shonen? Actually, yeah, shonen only got 11%. Oh right, whoa. I kind of mistook seinen for shonen there. So what would be a good definition of a seinen show?
I don't know, that's Wikipedia.
I'm thinking it would be like one of those semi-etchy shows. Like, I think Love Hina would probably be seinen. Because it's
so
not
like,
shonen. Right?
So like a harem series?
Well, I think like Haruhi is also seinen.
I'm so confused.
Because they don't have like power-up battles in Haruhi.
Apparently Azumanga Daioh is one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, so seinen is kind of like for old guys, right? Like old businessmen who like to read manga on the subway or something.
Oh, Genshin's there, too.
Okay. Yeah, it is kind of odd that old men would be reading a manga about, like, high school girls.
This is a pretty awesome list, actually.
Yeah, I'll have to link to that then in the show notes. But that's interesting. So yeah, now with this demographic info, I can target all kinds of ads, but not really. Okay, so yeah, I guess we'll come up with a new poll. You guys can help me out, because these polls are getting kind of lame. Okay.
I'm not good with polls.
Oh yeah.
It takes me like a month to think of one.
I still have my, like, I have this poll on Basugatsu Bakuhatsu about, what is it, do you play Aero games? And then there's this thing, like, one of the choices is only hentai games. And, like, I get all these hits from people searching for something hentai, because every page has hentai on it now because of the poll. So, like, I get all kinds of hits now for hentai. So I'm thinking of just leaving that poll up there forever. Or, like, just having the word
good
hentai
stuff.
Appear on every page.
Good
yeah.
stuff.
So, what are we talking about? Okay, hey, let's go to the news topics. I don't know if there's any Dai news this week. I guess that was going to be one of the new features, is I tell people what the Dai news is. You know what die news means?
Why don't you enlighten me?
It means, yeah, like, big news, because die is big. And, like, anime characters say it. They either say die news or die scoop. I prefer die news. So, okay, what are our topics? Le Chevalier. Okay, hey, Susan, you're, problematic. Oops.
Oh.
I just revealed your identity.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna get stalkers now.
Well, as long as I don't tell them your last name, which is then it'll be okay. Oops.
I'm gonna kill you.
So, I'll edit. I'll put a big bleep there. Oh, yeah, so you're from Canada, right? So you can pronounce this. How do you say that?
Le Chevalier d'Aon.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I got licensed by ADV.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I'll be buying the DVDs.
Well, that's pretty fast. It seems like licenses are coming faster these days than before.
I've only seen the one episode. And it was
really?
Weird.
That first episode was cool, though. The guy turns into his sister.
okay.
Yeah. That happened in real life, too.
There's
that actually happened.
There's some major incest going on there,
like,
and
that
necrophilia.
No, seriously, that... So, like, Le Chevalier d'Aon, whatever, it's based on true events that actually happened in real life. Like, it's based on a real guy.
Not exactly. He believes that he was born as a woman, whereas this is... he's reenacting as his sister. Oh. I don't know. He's like a vessel for his sister, so... It's a little different.
Well, they still haven't gotten to the giant enemy crabs yet, which also happened in real life, so...
Oh, well.
We'll wait for that. And you flip it over and attack its weak point for massive damage. So, what's the other news? So, another license. So Death Note got licensed. I just read about this on Anime News... It wasn't the Anime News Network. It's Anime News... Service?
Service?
Yeah. That's a good site, by the way.
I mean, like for a few months, for a few weeks, I guess they didn't update because for some reason, I guess.
Yeah,
they're because I check every day, right? And for a few weeks, they just had nothing.
Oh,
yeah, I checked that too. Hey, Ash, you need to talk louder.
Sorry.
Yeah, the RSS is kind of jacked up too. Like, it shows entries from a really long time ago. I don't know what the deal is with their RSS. They've got to get into the Web 2.0 already. So yeah, Death Note. That's a pretty cool show, right?
I mean, it's cool, but I don't know. I mean, it's all talking, right? Essentially, right now.
Well, no,
it's not really that much action.
There's also high action collages of Raito writing like people's names. At least that's what I got from like the first episode. Like he writes people's names, like this big montage, and then there's like sparks coming out of the paper because he's writing so hard. I don't know.
I mean, it's good, but I don't know if regular American audiences will be all over this.
Well,
unless you know about it already.
The manga is pretty popular too, right?
Yeah, the manga's good. It's amazing. But
yeah, I got the second volume, but I haven't read it yet. So
maybe I should watch this. I downloaded like a long time ago. Just
I don't know. It's a shonen show. It might make people think you're a boy or something.
Too late for that. So bitter.
So yeah, those are the only topics I can think of to talk about. There's like no news. Have you guys like noticed anything? Oh, wait, also they, I was reading about this, didn't they, they did something with the, Tsukihime game? Like, they translated it, or they released a patch?
Oh, I read about that.
Yeah,
I kind of want to play it.
I don't know, I'm not too, like, totally excited about that or anything, but a lot of people wrote about it, so. What, Tsukihime is by the same developers that did, what was it? Oh man, JP would know. Why can't we have JP?
It's because he's angry at Hinata.
Yeah, actually, JP's like on right now. Wait. Oh no, he's not anymore. He was on for a second. And then, well, Hinata's here. But yeah, she doesn't actually want to talk.
I bet he feels betrayed. What?
Betrayed. Yeah.
Ah, you got two complete amateurs right here.
Oh, what did they do? They did Tsukihime, and they did... What did they do? Type Moon is the company, right?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, come on.
Yeah, I don't play H games.
Oh, they did
Shovel? I don't know.
They did Fate Stay Night. That's the other one. Yeah, so fanboys really love them or something. Yeah, that's not really big news to me. It's not die news. It's more like show news. I don't know if that's the right word. But no one's here. No one here is good enough at Japanese to make fun of me for using that. So yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, man. I don't even speak it. All I know is Baka and
Paki,
Neko, and Paki, yeah, Paki,
and Genki,
and Doki Doki is how my heart beats right now.
Yeah, I like Waku Waku. It just sounds really cool. Waku Waku is like excited. Okay, let's get back on topic. Were we having a topic?
No, not really.
Okay. Oh, okay. So on January 9th, Best Student Council, which is Gokujo Seitokai. Yeah. Did you guys watch that?
Wait, link me.
Hold on.
Never heard of it.
Well, Gokujo Seitokai is like the one with a bunch of schoolgirls, and they have like complete control over their school because they're part of the ultimate student council. For some reason, yeah, student councils are really cool.
Oh, this looks so familiar.
Yeah.
I can't put my finger on it, but
and then
watch it, but it looks so familiar.
And then check it out. Coyote Ragtime Show is already coming out in January. Like, it just came out in Japan, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like these shows are getting over to America a lot faster than before. Like, before it'd take, like, 2 years or something.
Oh, yeah, no. Like
and then Utawater Romano, or Ultra Ray Romano.
Underwater Ray Romano.
Underwater Ray Romano, yeah.
That's wait, like, didn't, like, wasn't it named something else and then they changed it back?
Yeah, they're gonna call it Shadow Warrior Chronicles.
Which is awesome.
What is it that you wanted to call it problematic?
The Young Sun Hero?
Yeah.
I don't know, I thought that's what it meant in Japanese. I guess I was way off.
Yeah. I guess it means the one being sung, but I thought of it as the one who's able, or the thing that is able to be sung about. That's why I need to take more Japanese. So yeah, those shows are coming out.
Shit.
What? Dude, nothing. You and your potty mouth.
No, all the time. I remember last time. I had to cover my ears.
Yeah, I'll have to list this show as, like, explicit on iTunes just because.
Because of problematic.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, like, are you guys ready for the mailbag?
No.
Go for it.
Okay, one of you is ready and one of you is not. That's enough.
Majority wins. Oh, no.
Quiet as yo.
So, the first question is from Underwater Ray Romano. And he wants to know, if screenshots are any indication, Nodame Cantabile is the best J-drama since Denshi no Toko. Did any of you see the anime or manga versions?
No.
Is there an anime
version? Oh, man, this is amazing. This is, like, an amazing show. I love this show, like, right now.
So it's like the music show, right?
Yeah, there's no anime. There's no anime out, though.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
But there's a manga version?
Yeah, the manga's great. But, I mean, like, I watched the drama first, but because the drama was so great, then I went to go get the manga.
Okay.
And that was great, too.
OS, you're such a live-action drama whore.
I know. I watched so
holy
much.
Shit.
Hey, have you seen the Jigoku Shoujo?
Like, it hasn't been subbed yet.
But, oh, right. You can't, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know. But apparently the main character chick, she's hot. Really hot.
She has a big nose. Wait, are you talking about Enma?
I don't know. I have to go make sure this is the right person.
The girl, the hell girl herself?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has a weird nose, man.
I have to make sure this is the right actress first. But she's hot.
Yeah, I downloaded the Jigoku Shoujo live action. I haven't watched it yet, though. I think I saw it on Random Curiosity, so I wanted to see it. Or maybe it was Memento. I'm not sure. But yeah.
Oh, no, never mind. It's a different girl.
Oh, see?
Lame.
See, she probably has a different nose.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Nose is big.
So disappointed.
And as we all learned from Red Garden, big noses are not cool. Did you guys watch that? The one
no.
It's still on my hard drive.
Okay, the one in New York where everyone has a huge schnoz. All right, let's go to the next question.
Okay.
Okay, well, first,
that
first,
was an awkward
you
moment.
You should watch the drama. It's great.
Okay. It's subbed? Like, how many shows are out?
So far, two. So.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, like,
what is it about? Give us a quick, description.
So, there's two people, Nodame and Chiaki. They're both, amazing piano players. Nodame is more, natural talent. Apparently her playing is kind of messy, but I can't tell, but, Chiaki's supposed to be the number one And they somehow, after Chiaki gets in a fight with his mentor, he gets kicked off, and they end up as a team, and then, you know.
A piano-playing team?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that could happen.
Well, not like team. Well, I guess duet is sort of like a team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and, I mean, like, the music's not really new. It's not new. They don't make new music.
Uh-huh.
They play old classical ones. But, it's still good.
Okay.
That the cast is great, too. I like the cast.
Hmm. Yeah, I might start watching some more dramas, too. But I probably don't have any time to watch anime. Like, the only two shows I'm watching right now are,
Negima.
Canon. Yeah, and Negima. Canon is so good.
No, it's not.
Canon is awesome.
No,
it's so good.
I like
it. All the voices are so cute.
Probably.
Except for
annoying.
Yuichi. Or Kyuichi.
What? And then that's...
No,
that's cool.
Sean Rock.
It's Kyuichi.
Well, it's Kian VA, right?
Yeah.
Hence, he rocks.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
And the... Oh, wait. I can't call her the girl because that's kind of a spoiler. Oops. I mean...
Oh.
Oops. I mean...
Oh my god, you just ruined...
You just ruined canon.
Wait, you guys haven't watched canon, the original series?
Yeah, I have. That's why I'm not watching this.
Oh, okay. It's a lot better, though.
Remake.
Like, Yuichi doesn't look like a fool with his giant chin. Giant cheeks.
Oh, they all... The style looks familiar. The old series.
Mm-hmm.
The company, I can't put my name on it. It's like it's that school one where it's like a class and the teacher is really, really small. yeah.
Funny Funny Dash?
No. It's even older.
Doki Doki. It's the
Yeah, Doki Doki School Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks just like that was a good series.
It looks like what?
It looks the same, right? It's the same company, right?
As what,
or animation studio.
What are you talking about? Which shows?
Old Canon and Doki Doki School Hour.
I think JC Staff did the Doki Doki School Hours. Sensei no Ojikan. Yeah, I think that was JC Staff. Which is probably one of the reasons I liked it. Let's look it up.
It was good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, JC Staff did the Doki Doki one. And the original canon, I think, was done by Toei. Ooh, this is, like, really testing my anime knowledge. Yeah, I think it was done by Toei. Pretty sure. So, yeah, they're not the same, but they might have similar giant cheeks. I don't know. So, yeah, do we... What question are we even on?
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
That was, like, the first question.
That's an Odame-kun... Tabule. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sani Jisushi has a few questions. What's the worst Western manga publisher? Why? Are they too slow? Never check the official spellings of names? Just have an obnoxious logo? Huh.
Oh, Props can answer this, right? You bought a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
I buy a lot, but I'm not too sure. I like Tokyo Pop and Delray and Viz. Those are, like, the only three I buy from.
I've heard that Tokyo Pop is kind of, like... Hated,
it's on the downhill.
They?
It's on the downhill.
I don't know.
Like, they censor stuff? I'm not too sure.
Oh, yeah.
The editor censor stuff?
Didn't Delray do it, too? I think everyone censors stuff.
Delray's kind of edgy.
Well, Delray poly wraps their stuff if it's too bad. So they don't really...
Who did Air Gear?
Delray.
Yeah, didn't they censor that one?
No.
No.
Oh, really? Oh, no. It's Tenjo Tenge that they... That's
CMX.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I probably don't have enough experience with manga publishers.
Yeah, I don't either.
But Broccoli Books is pretty cool because they give me a lot of free books.
I've never even heard of them.
Broccoli? Broccoli, in Japan, they do Galaxy Angel.
I haven't seen it.
That doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Okay. Oh, what about Digicarrot? Or Digicarrot?
Oh, and his British accent.
Not the British guy, the actual show.
Oh.
Never mind.
The characters are so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Broccoli. Or at least the company. Not the actual person.
They didn't.
The person who does that, I think her name is Kogi Dombo. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Jeez, you guys are really testing my knowledge. Okay,
sorry, knowledge is so limited.
Yeah, next question. So what's with the anti-canon backlash? Do these people not like slow character-driven stories, or many believe that rumor about it cutting short Haruhi? Yeah, I don't think it really cut Haruhi short.
Yes, it did.
They'll probably come out with a second season anyway. So.
It's,
and if they don't, I blame canon.
I just looked at Anime News Network, and apparently there's a second season.
Oh, really?
No.
There always is. Not. There's also a live-action one.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch
that. Or that hentai one?
Oh, yeah, there is a live-action hentai one.
Good stuff.
Not that I've seen or anything.
Are you sure about that, Hang?
So I think, people just don't like canon because it's too slow or something. I think canon is awesome because it's slow. It's such a good show.
I'm not too fond of it.
I don't know. I just watch it and, like, mellow out and enjoy. You know, there's not going to be, like, power-ups where Yuichi's hair turns blonde and he, like, goes into Super Saiyan mode or anything, but that means there aren't any, like, tournament episodes either, at least. That'd be kind of cool, though.
I mean, everything looks nice. Like, the background and everything, the animation, it looks great.
Yeah, it's just nice to watch, jeez. Okay. The next question is, did you ever try to draw your own manga? I've done a million and always give up after 2 pages. Artist, I am not. Yeah, me either. I can't really draw very well. So I just end up making websites.
I've made a fan art picture, one or two.
I saw yours of, what's her name? Makoto?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Love Hina?
Yeah, I did.
That's pretty awesome. You put that on the forums, the old Basugatsu Bakuhatsu forums.
Oh yeah, way back when?
Yeah. That was almost a year ago. What about you, problematic? Hello? Wait, did problematic get kicked? Oh no, problematic got kicked out!
What? Oh. Let's awkward.
Let's get her back. Yeah. I was like, how about you, problematic? Hey, we lost
hello.
You.
Hello. I got dropped. I wonder why.
Plague.
What's the last thing you heard?
I'm not too sure, actually.
Okay,
canon.
Oh, really? Wow.
Way back. Oh, man. That's like-
so the next question was, do you ever try to draw your own manga?
Oh, no. I'm not that cool.
Can you draw?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. I know what Hinano would say. Hinano would say, yes, I draw my own manga, and then people say it sucks, and I get pissed off. And, what's her... Here, I'll put a link to, her manga. It's called Mythos Soup. yeah, I'll ask her about it. So, let's see. What's the next question? Oh, and Sana GC, she also says she likes Mizuki Nana. Wait, who's Mizuki Nana?
I have no idea. Oh my.
Is it the Nana from Nana?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Hmm. Mizuki Nana. Oh, it's some voice actress.
Google is our best friend.
Let's see. She's in Basilisk, Fullmetal Alchemist, Happy Lesson, Ichigo 100%. Hmm.
What, she probably likes her because of the Naruto job. As Hinata.
Who the hell is this person?
She's Hinata.
Oh,
she's Shinobu in Shinobuden.
Okay.
You haven't watched that?
No.
That's a good show.
Is it?
Yeah, I bought the manga too. I need to write a review of that.
Hey, she's in Yakitate Japan. It's an awesome series.
Did you just say Yakitate?
Yakitate, yeah.
It's Yakitate.
Is it?
Oh, you just made a fool of yourself, on.
Well, no, because you're taking Japanese, so you should, like, pronounce these right?
Probably.
Sorry, I didn't
I don't know. Japanese is so hard.
Okay. Sorry about dissing you on the spot.
It's all good.
Okay.
I'm so used to it.
Yeah, I don't know why she's saying that she likes... I mean, maybe she just randomly wants to say she likes Nana. I don't know.
Well,
there's probably, like, something we said before that, yeah, she's referring to. Okay, so the green crayon. The green crayon actually is a girl. Wow, that's amazing. Because, I mean, wouldn't you think that the green crayon would be a guy? Like from the name?
No, I thought it was a girl actually when I heard it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
What about me, OS? Did you think I was a dude at first?
Maybe I did, yeah.
I think I just looked at your about page and it said you were a girl, I think. Ooh, I had a picture of that cat from Prince of Tennis. So,
Yeah.
I thought that was the first indication that I'd be a girl.
That's like a pink cat. So,
Purupin. That's the name.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm a Prince of Tennis fan.
Oh.
Edgy Kikimaru.
There's like too many episodes. I can't watch that.
Watch them. Well, not as much as One Piece.
Right. Because Prince of Tennis ended, right?
There's the OVA.
Oh, and I think One Piece is still going. Do they find the Grand Piece or whatever it's called yet? I don't even
know.
Probably
never.
So like, okay, anyway, the green crayon. Yeah, I mean, because a crayon is like a phallic object, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean.
That'd be like me saying, oh, I'm the yellow pole. Okay, so anyway, the question is, how long can you guys last without anime? I think I've lasted
without
probably...
Without watching it?
I think so. What, like, no, like, touching it.
Or reading
I
it.
I need to breathe it.
Well, anime, you would be reading manga, right?
3 days?
3 days?
Start what happens after 3 days? Oh. Start clawing my eyes out.
That's pretty intense.
Anime's my life.
You should have listed that you were an otaku. Yeah. I can probably last a week or two if I need to, because
That's so long.
Yeah, dude. The last few days with the whole school year and all being like the biggest school year of my life, I haven't found time to do it, and I think I'm going into withdrawal or something.
Yeah.
I'm breaking out into a rash.
Oh, shit. So how are your SAT prep going, anyways?
Oh, God, let's move on to the next question.
Hey, what schools are you applying to?
Because I'm in Virginia, there's going to be University of Virginia, William Mary, Virginia Tech.
I was going to apply to Virginia Tech, too.
But you didn't.
Well, I haven't applied yet.
Oh, wait, what you mean,
My.
Ooh.
What?
We should work together.
Yeah. Wait, what's your major?
I don't even know yet.
It should be pharmacy.
Right now, I just want to get in.
You're Asian, therefore you should be a pharmacy major.
Pharmacist.
Yeah. Is that what you're doing, problematic?
Nope, I want to get into business.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
I'm actually
going to
be a masseuse.
Like the one where you stand on the person? And give
them... just like step on them and they heal magically.
That's kind of cool. You're Asian, so your feet have magical powers.
Naturally.
Yeah, so Mark asks, what's your take on anime in HD and in 7.1 surround sound? Dude, anime in HD is awesome. Like, I watched Zero Notes Gaima in high definition. It looks really good. Like, I have this, I don't know how big it is. It might be a 37-inch TV, like a widescreen one. It's like, I really like watching widescreen shows in it. It's just, like, beautiful. I really like it.
Oh, I'm saving up for one. I can't wait.
Yeah, I remember back when I was starting to watch anime, like, I watched Love Hina. And I think the file sizes were probably around, like, 60 megabytes at the time. So you can imagine how bad it looked.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I've seen, like, the first versions of it. So brutal.
Yeah. They're getting better, though. They're pretty much DVD quality now. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. I have a fast computer, so I can't really complain about that.
Yeah, me too.
So, Asian Plucky says, did you guys get into J-pop/rock because of anime? Or did you like Japanese music before you discovered anime? Us?
Us.
Like, I live J-music now because of anime. Like, if I wasn't on this podcast right now, I'd be playing music. J-music.
What's your favorite band?
Asian Kung Fu Generation.
Is it just because they did a Naruto op?
No, like... Oh man, that'd be an embarrassing. But no, I just really like their music. I like it's good.
What about Suni O'Hare or whatever they're called?
Suni O'Hare?
Yeah.
I got a few albums of theirs because of Honey and Clover.
Yeah. I fall into that kind of classification where I check out bands because they did like an anime off, which is kind of sad. I don't know. I haven't really listened to enough Asian Kung Fu Generation though. I only have that Naruto one, but Naruto when they do is really cool. Don't you think it's a good song? Is it like their best song?
No, there are better songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's this band called the Black Mages who do covers of Final Fantasy songs. It's really cool.
Yeah, I heard of them too.
Like, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah. Visit jmusicignited.com. I also write for that.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah.
You have multiple jobs.
Yeah, I do profiles and stuff for them.
Cool. I'll put a link to that too. Give me a link and I'll post it.
Alright.
What about you, Problematic?
I'm not that big of a fan of J-pop / rock at all.
But come on, don't you have... You can afford to have one more obsession, right?
No, not at all. I'm so poor.
Yeah, you buy a lot of stuff, dude.
I'm so poor. I went from, 3 DVDs to 50 in, 3 months.
You just gotta wait for the sales when everything costs, $5.
That's once a year.
Yeah. That was a pretty cool deal, actually. I'm still watching, I still haven't watched all of those shows yet. I got Akira, and I haven't watched that yet, either. I haven't actually seen Akira yet.
I have, 40 DVDs I haven't even watched yet.
I have Sakura Wars, too, because JP Meyer says it's so awesome.
Have you seen Cardcaptor Sakura?
Yes. That's
I haven't seen stuff. That.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I should watch that, but isn't that version that they sell, the censored version?
The dub? Oh, man, that was great.
Oh, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I bought a box set from them, and the third DVD was defective, so instead of returning it like a normal person would do, I decided to buy the censored version, which I had no idea it was, so they're like two different things. When I watched it, oh, shit, worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Because you can't get enough of panties and stuff, right? Where do they censor out?
Okay, what?
Where do they censor out? Like panties?
I don't know. I'm missing out the third.
Isn't she really young?
No. They
How could they censor out a grade 4 show? She's in grade 4. How could they censor anything? Isn't that a little pathetic?
It's because there's Card Captors, Sakura, and there's just Card Captors. In Card Captors, they took out all the the yaoi relationship between what's his face and what's his face.
Oh.
There's a yaoi relationship in kids show?
Between Yukito and Shaolin. Shaolin? Yeah.
It just, and then, they made it more, less love oriented than, made it action oriented.
Oh. Did they get rid of that monkey thing?
No, it's there.
Okay.
It's vital.
Yeah, I only saw, one episode. I think it was on TV. That was a few years ago. That was, a long time ago.
Back in the Pokemon craze.
Yeah. But I just remember there's this annoying monkey thing, and then the girl turned into some kind of magical girl, and then she, killed things. I don't even remember.
She captured them, man.
Oh, she captured. she held them captive.
Ooh.
You're such a bastard.
So, Andrews asks, other than JP's fencing, have any of you done any martial arts? I'm still disappointed in my own hypocritical way that none of you have any swords. Wait, do you guys have swords?
No. But I was playing with one on Halloween.
What were you for Halloween?
Oh, no, it wasn't me. A friend in my Japanese class, she was the girl from Kill Bill. And so she had a sword with her at school. It was so cool.
Wait, you guys can do that in Canada?
I'm not too sure. The props are playing with it, though.
Hmm. What were you, Oz?
I have a kendo stick.
Oh, but what were you for Halloween?
Oh, for Halloween, I was at home doing homework.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that was a great time of my life.
That's a good way to scare away evil spirits, you know. So you practice kendo then, Oz?
No, I just have a stick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think... Wait, we're all Asian, aren't we?
Yes.
Wow, this is the all-Asian podcast. How awesome. So we're all born with innate abilities to do, karate chops and stuff.
I'm sure I can break bricks with my head if I try.
Yeah, just like focus your ki. Or your chi.
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 Chi. Learning how to do chobits.
Oh, I got that too.
We can talk about chobits?
No, I haven't seen it yet. But oh. I bought the DVDs.
Chobits is pretty good, actually. I like Sumomo.
What is she? What is she? A Piracon?
She's a personal computer.
Persicon.
Like, they call them Pasocon, which in Japan just means personal computer. But, like, then they changed to, like, Persocon, which is, like, person computer. I don't know.
And where is the switch?
Down there.
It's please enlighten me.
It's the same place that the USB plug is in, was it the Handmade Mai? Man, that's going way back.
Let's not do this to ourselves. We're just making fools of ourselves.
Oh, yeah, Handmade Mai, yeah. She's like this little maid, like a mini, like a figure-sized maid, and like he had to plug her in to like recharge her. Yeah, that's the same place as Cheese on Switch.
Oh my.
So, yeah, I guess, well, that's all the questions, isn't it? Oh, Andrew wanted to know where to get Taiyaki. Yeah, Hinano gets it from the Korean store, so. I don't have a Korean store here, though.
What is that? Is that the...
Oh, Taiyaki is the fish thing that Ayu eats.
Oh, the jam thing?
Yeah.
I saw some of those. I wanted to try some, but it's like bean paste.
Yeah.
A major turnoff.
What? What are you talking about?
Bean.
You're Chinese.
Bean. I don't care if I'm Chinese. That's gross.
Haven't you ever eaten, like, a bun with bean paste in it?
No.
What's wrong with you?
My parents.
What are your parents doing?
They deprived me.
Are they trying to whitewash you?
They already are.
Whitewashed themselves.
Oh, how sad.
Oh, I know. What a pitiful childhood.
Yeah, I want to go to Japan so I can eat taiyaki. I'm total otaku nerd.
Takoyaki. I want to try some of that.
Takoyaki? The octopus balls?
Yeah.
Okay, they're not actually octopus balls. They're balls of octopus. I think I should make that clear. They're not, like, octopus testes.
Testicles.
Awkward.
Yeah, I think it's probably time to call it a podcast. Okay, so yeah, I guess that's it for the podcast. Thanks, Oz, and Problematic for showing up.
AKA Susan.
AKA Susan.
Who lives in... dead.
Go look it up, everybody. Dead. Go look it up.
All right.
I hate you all.
We'll catch you later. Bye.
Bye.